Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important question in Islamic history. I am, of course, speaking of the event of Ghadir. And this is a very important event for all Muslims, especially for those who follow the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam. The question we want to pose today is, what happened on this day of Ghadir and what makes it so significant? In order to answer this question, we need to take a look back at history. History tells us that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his last pilgrimage to Mecca, Hajjatul Wida, as they call it, on his way back from Mecca, a verse of the Holy Quran was revealed to him, which said, O Prophet, بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, reveal to the people or convey to the people what has been revealed to you. And God says that if you do not do so, it will be as if you have not conveyed your message at all, you know. So this conveys the and tells us the importance and significance of the message the Prophet was going to convey. On the way back from his pilgrimage, the Prophet stopped in a place called Ghadir, almost like a valley or a gorge, and he asked people who were moving forward and had moved ahead to come back, and people who were behind him, he waited for them to come. Then the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the people to make a makeshift pulpit out of the saddles of camels. And the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he climbed the top of it along with Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he delivered a sermon first, in which he kind of implicitly alluded to the fact that, you know, he was going to depart from the world, and, you know, this was the end of his, you know, worldly journey. And at the end of the sermon, he said, O people, am I not, alastu awla bikum min anfusikum, am I not more worthy, more important to you than you are to yourselves? And they all said, yes. And then he said, whoever I am the master of, whoever I am the mola of, this Ali, alayhi salam, is also his master. Then the Prophet prayed for Imam Ali, alayhi salam. He said that, O Allah, support those who support him. Be against those who are against him. And then the people came and they all congratulated Imam Ali, alayhi salam, on his being bestowed this great position and authority. This is the event that occurred on this most auspicious day, the transference of authority to Imam Ali alayhi salam on behalf of the Prophet by the order of God Almighty alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the question, what transpired on the day of Ghadir in history, in Islamic history? Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.